Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett, back with another daily dose of secure attachment goodness. I mean, who doesn't love a little self-love boost in their date, right? Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Not just the kind you say on Mother's Day cards, but the real deal letting go of resentment and moving forward with grace. You know that feeling when someone messes up, and even though logically you understand it might have been a mistake, you still feel that knot of anger tightening in your chest. Yeah, that's resentment whispering its little earful. We've all been there, trust me. But holding on to that negativity just keeps us tethered to the past, doesn't it? So how do we break free from this resentment trap? Well, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey to becoming a forgiveness ninja. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Ever heard that saying holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? It's so true. When we dwell on past hurts, we're essentially poisoning ourselves with negativity. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions, it means freeing yourself from the emotional prison they built around you. 2. It's a process, not a switch. Think of forgiveness like peeling off layers of an onion. Sometimes it takes time and patience to get to the core. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. 3. Acknowledge their humanity. We all make mistakes, right? Even those who have hurt us are human beings with flaws and insecurities. Understanding that they are not perfect just like you can sometimes help soften the edges of resentment. Maybe they weren't trying to hurt you intentionally, maybe they were just struggling with their own stuff. 4. Focus on your own growth. Instead of dwelling on the past, channel that energy into becoming the best version of yourself. Take up a new hobby, learn a new skill, or invest in your personal development. By focusing on your own journey, you'll gradually shift your perspective and feel lighter. 5. Practice empathy, even if it feels tough. Putting yourself in their shoes can be challenging, but try to see things from their point of view. What might have led them to make that hurtful choice? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you cultivate compassion and ultimately forgiveness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah and her best friend, Emily, had a massive fight because Emily forgot Sarah's birthday. Months later, they still hadn't spoken, both stuck in a cycle of resentment and hurt feelings. One day, Sarah saw an article about the power of forgiveness. It struck a chord with her. She realized that holding on to anger was only hurting herself. So she decided to reach out to Emily, not to demand an apology, but simply to express how much their friendship meant to her. To her surprise, Emily responded warmly and apologized for her forgetfulness. They ended up having a heartfelt conversation, acknowledging their hurt feelings and agreeing to move forward with stronger communication. The resentment dissipated, replaced by understanding and a renewed sense of connection. See? Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongdoings, it's about choosing to release the grip of negativity and create space for healing and growth. It's about taking back your power and embracing a lighter, more compassionate way of being. So today, I challenge you to take one small step towards forgiveness. Maybe it's journaling about your feelings, reflecting on the situation with empathy, or even just whispering a silent wish for peace and healing. Remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory worth celebrating. Ready to start practicing? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find their way to this space of healing and growth. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of secure attachment wisdom. Until then, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.